welcome Andy Teasley.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to try not to pace in front of the camera, the projector too much. Yeah. Pete's always fun to watch because usually he's standing right in front of it. We'll switch laptops when we get to that part. So who here has never been to an exchange until last Thursday? Wow. How do you guys do it? Sell anything or buy anything? No, it's buy, sell, everything is a trade. What's that? Money. That's an exchange, but it's an inefficient exchange. The IRS hates when you take money because they have to take their piece of it. And that's against my religion. I don't know about you guys, but let's see if we can't teach you how to do some things that don't take cash. So I hope that you leave here with a skill set that will allow you to do some more business. And any of you that are in other groups, as she said, if you start one of these, please let me know because I will come. I hope you brought something to exchange later because we are going to do a board. I thought I spread that word. I probably should have told Bina to announce it about 16 times. But if you didn't, what's the easiest thing to exchange? Promise. Somebody's been paying attention to Peter. Cool. Okay, here's the disclaimer. I'm going to teach you powerful techniques that you can use to acquire properties from people who need relief from their situations. If you intend to use these tools to take advantage of people, please do us all a favor and get out of the business. Go sell used cars. They already have a lousy reputation. Let's get out of real estate. I am not an attorney, CPA, or licensed at anything but driving a car. Sometimes that's not even valid. So, not as bad as it once was. Anyhow, so these techniques will work for you. I have faith, but it's up to you how you make them work. Capitalism, the economic system where individuals freely exchange things they possess for things they would prefer to possess without coercion. I get such a kick out of all these crazy socialists we're raising in our society who think capitalism doesn't work as they poke it out on their Apple iPad and go on Facebook and whine. What do you get to choose to exchange every day of your life? Time. Why are you investing in real estate? Freedom. I want my time to be free. My tenants appreciate the fact that I will pay them $100 to leave me alone. And that's the way they're trained. And as Pete says, I'm really good at giving my tenants privacy. And that's why you will not trade me a common wall house unless I can trade through it and get something I like better or at least dislike much better. I love this quote. I got it the other night. It isn't capitalism, it's called civilization. It's really what it is. Act civilized. So, where did we boomers learn to exchange? What's that? Water system. Oh, yeah. Where did boomers learn to trade? The lunchroom in elementary school when mom packed you tuna fish, and Johnny had peanut butter. That was an easy trade to make, right? Unfortunately, these days the anti-capitalists that control our society have made that illegal. And if you can get in serious trouble for trading sandwiches at the lunchroom. Because heaven forbid that the 1% of the population that's allergic to peanuts can't be trained not to trade for the peanut butter sandwich. But we just, the weakest people in our society seem to control everybody else by their victimization. But I'm sounding like Peter. Where did you learn to exchange? Where's the first place you made a trade? Other than if you went to work when you were, a teenager. And you realize you're trading your time for what government let be left over out of your dollars. Halloween. That's... Who took those awful taffies that were wrapped in the orange and black? My parents wouldn't even steal that. What gets exchanged at an exchanger's meeting? Inventory, merchandise, promises, land, houses, notes, services. What's the main thing that's not on that list? Ideas. All right, I have a question for the Ohio attending people. How many of you have been in the exchange meeting and seen a deal structured in the exchange meeting? And you said, man, that's a great way to put a deal together. That's an idea that you just got from attending that meeting. Who here before you went in that exchange meeting knew that you could find somebody in the group who would put up $10,000 for an option to get part of the growth on your investment and might be the person to fund the deal? Did you ever think about that before you came to an exchange? What's the number one tool of great exchangers? That's a good answer. I like that. Making offers. Who here is familiar with the Ben Franklin chart? Who here isn't familiar with the Ben Franklin chart? Really? Wow. It's also known as a T-bar. But that's originally, it's a Ben Franklin chart because it's that technique, that cost benefits analysis he talked about in many of his books. So, exchangers use this T-bar. It's either up here or they write in a pad. And then you're new and you're getting started. This is a great way to keep track. Each page is for a different attendee. It could be a one-time attendee or a regular attendee. And you put that person's name at the top. And then you have a list of has and wants. There are people I've been exchanging with for many years, and if I want something that he has, I know what his hot button is. I know if I have the right expensive watch, I can get anything from my friend Don. And I have other people that, you know, and there's other things they dislike. I've bought real estate with gemstones, little bags of gemstones with wonderfully imaginative appraisal sheets that went with them. And other people, there's no way you could give them a gemstone. Everybody has their different wants. And if you can keep track of what people's wants are, you can be a very successful exchanger. Now, when you see something bid on something, that would be a serious bid, not just an advertising bid. List that item as a want. If someone offers something on the board and that doesn't exchange away, you list that in their haves. If it does get traded away, you list it on somebody else's have. Does that make sense? What's that? Why keep a list? Okay, so if somebody has, you see something on the board, let's say that, let's say that there's a house in a neighborhood you'd like to own, all right, and it's on the board. And the person that bid that house on a widget, whatever it is, something. And you'd like the house, and you make an offer on that house, but it doesn't go. Do you still want the house? So, you know who has it now. Pay attention to what he wants and see if there's something that he wants that you can get for him. And that will get you the house you want. Use what you want to get what you need to get what you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And that's what happens every Friday. Maintaining that list for every regular player in the room can make you a great exchanger. Why would you offer something for exchange? There you go. Thank you, Mr. Cleveland. That's every one of us can be a catalyst to a transaction. So, trade something you don't want anymore for something you dislike less. That's a key component. People think they can only trade for something they really want. If you trade for something you dislike less, have you improved your situation? That's all baby steps. You might get where you're going. It might take 10 exchanges to get from where you are to where you really want to be. In real estate exchanging, a friend of mine who just passed away this year did a 17-person trade in 12 states, simultaneous closing through an escrow company in California. And that's the way trading used to be before Starker came in and screwed up the 1031 for everybody. But I don't want to get on a Starker rant today. Sell an asset that's hard to sell. What's the easiest way to sell something, anything? Go shopping with it. You have a condo. You have a timeshare that you don't use anymore. And every time you have to write that maintenance check, it just ticks you off, right? Every time you make an offer on something, include your timeshare. I want to buy that motorhome. I'll give you this much or whatever in cash or a note for the motorhome and this great timeshare. Your family's going to love it. How many people have to say yes to make the timeshare go away? Just one. In the fact that Peter Fortunato had to make 200 offers to get his first acceptance. Understand, no's don't hurt you. They just teach you. How do you sell raw land? You have any idea? In 2005, I got scared of real estate market because around me they were building these giant mansions and there was no employment anywhere near them. And they had no lot liner. I had no idea why anybody would want to live in those McMansions with the 5-foot yards. And they were $500,000. And they were, if you lived there and had a job, you were going to be in your car for 2.5 hours. In and out every day, 5 hours of your life. Now, it was insane to build those houses there. It was insane the prices they were getting. And the only way they could afford it was with those special low interest rate loans. And I figured we were getting really, really close to the end. So I sold all of my houses that weren't keepers. And I switched and I started buying land from people who had not been paying the tax bill. Because I live in a deed state, not a tax lien state. And I would buy it and I would bring those lots to the personal property exchange. And I would have sold hundreds of lots, acres, big pieces, little pieces, taking anything for a down payment. My wife has a lovely, you know those zipper vinyl bank bags? She's got one as big as a sausage. You know what it's full of? Rings. You know what I got those rings for? They were down payments. So they gave me a ring that I have no use for. My wife won't wear them. She likes having the sack. And they gave me a promise, and every month I got a check in the mailbox. That was very nice. That's what I did to get rid of raw land. How do you sell an ugly house? Trade it to somebody who likes fixing ugly houses. Trade an ugly house in the wrong neighborhood for a nicer house in your neighborhood and add a note. Here's an example. You have a house that you on which you've overinvested. You spent way too much money on it. If you just wait for the cash price to catch up with your cost, you'll be able to sell. You you'll be able to sell it, but you can't wait. We've all seen people in that, or some of us have been in that position. You know that if you sell it at a loss, you're sleeping on the sofa because she's not letting you in the bed, right? So, how do you get your price? Offer your house to someone who offers their... Someone puts their short-term rental time on the board. A few weeks there. Say, I really want to stay in that condo you've got. The kids love Disney World. I want 2 weeks in your condo. I'm going to give you my house. And I just needed a note back for the balance. That's reasonable, isn't it? That's called an overtrade. That's making an offer on something that's worth less than your item and asking for something back. Could be a note, could be a service, it could be some hard good you can use in your business. And by the way, any of you that send me an email, I will send you slides. Questions, please. Okay, so I've got this house. Let's throw some numbers at it and see if that helps, okay? I have a house, and I have got... The cash price of this house right now is $175,000. And I spent $200,000 on that house. Now, if I offer my house to somebody who has these time Airbnb weeks that are good Airbnb weeks somewhere, and those weeks are each worth $200 a day, $1,500 a week to stay in a Airbnb near Disney World. Does that sound reasonable? So what are 2 weeks in the Airbnb worth? $3,000. So if I give you my house for your 2 weeks in the Airbnb, plus a note for $97,000 at 4% for 30 years, did I sell my house for full price? Did I get all my costs back out? Do I get to sleep in bed instead of on the sofa? That's how that works. Yeah. I got my whole $200 back. I got, I'm convinced the wife the weeks are worth $2,000 apiece, so I made a profit. Yes. If you do it, yeah. Or it may be that you run into somebody whose kid needs to propose to somebody. I'm sorry. The question was, how do you keep track of the outside world who aren't in the exchange? And I wish I had a really good answer, because I tend to remember that somebody in the room wanted something, and thankfully someone can usually tell me the name until we really get to know each other. Somebody will say something and bid on something. I'll go, who was it that had that? Somebody will remember. Mr. Cleveland. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, we do these exchanges out in the real world every day. It's just, it gets to be a habit. So you're at a board, and everything is too big for your inventory. There are million-dollar houses and motorhomes and just big stuff. How do you get something yours on the board? Oh, we got an answer. Go ahead. You make an offer. It's an undertrade. Just because you make an offer on something, that doesn't mean you think that your offer is adequate to the person you're offering it to. Okay? that's got a typo on it. Brand new slide deck, and I put a typo on it. Anyway, so are you insulting them, saying that your used Toyota from 1985 is you're bidding that on their million-dollar RV? Should they be insulted? No. That's right. They could always say yes if, or you could just realize that now your Toyota's on the board. You have a chance to have somebody that wants a used 1985 Toyota offer you something they think you'd like better. That's wrong. Okay. This is also known as an advertising bid. Basic rules of exchanging. Wear your big boy pants. When you're offered an item you don't value as well as your item, don't get upset. There's nothing more brain-killing in an exchange meeting than somebody just whining when you bid. Oh, what do you mean? A 1985 Toyota for my motorhome? What's the matter with you? Just don't be that person. When somebody overbids you, that's fair game. Get used to it. This is big boy time. When you make an offer on something, be willing to close that deal. And able. Don't offer something that you don't control. Now, every deal that's not a personal property exchange where I can see your goods and you can see my goods, if we're talking real estate, they're all subject to inspection. Believe it or not, people tend to describe things a little rosier on the exchange board than they are in real life. But go do your due diligence and find out. All trades or exchanges are subject to inspection and approval of all parties involved in the transaction. We don't sign binding contracts at exchange meetings. You don't see a FAR form or a BAR form or a CAR form or whatever that phone book is they make you sign if you're going to buy something with one of those funny gold jacket people. We just do simple agreements. I'll take yours, you take mine. Why make offers? It's the easiest way to sell something. Get something better. Use it to buy something. Make lots of offers. I mean, anybody, have any of you been in an exchange meeting with me and I didn't have something on the board? How many of you have been in a room when I've made an offer on something and said, here's the structure, I hope somebody takes me out. Whose name should we put where mine is now? I do that all the time. Somebody told me earlier today that was the catalyst to him getting a couple of houses. Because he's the one that said, oh, I want that position. There were 5 rental houses in this area. I don't want any houses in this area, but I offered on them. Trade for anything you dislike less than what you have. If you don't take anything else away from here, take that away from here. Oh, by the way, if you send me an email, I will send you the slides. That way you can save all your cameras. Okay. How we run the exchange board at Prop Swap every Friday. This is our system. We list inventory on a spreadsheet. Do you see anything that you would prefer over what you possess? Is there someone wanting something that you have or can acquire? Does someone have something you can include with something you want to make your item easier to sell? Don't feel bashful bidding other people's stuff for them. Why not? Right. So Heather might have something that I know she has and is not on the board yet. And I might say, I'm going to take Heather's 1985 Toyota and my note, and I'm going to buy your house. And Heather's going to say, well, let's see, what part of the house do I get? Because she maybe never thought she could offer her 1985 Toyota into a house. And I'm happy to take any part of a house except for the part that involves sweat. So you know, we'll work it out. And it might be the catalyst that does the job. The better you do at watching this section, the more successful your trades will be. So next we're going to begin the board. This is a typical Friday. Baker saw a house that Abel owns, and he asked the moderator to post Abel's house. The moderator lists Abel's house on the board, and then Baker crafts his offer to Abel, and the moderator posts his offer. Now we have two items to offer on. Looks like this. Was that a question or a stretch? Oh, it's actually purple, but yeah, go ahead. Anything two people can agree on. Yeah. If you're putting up, oh, by the way, the question is, how do you decide how to split the house up? Whatever two people can agree on. I might say, gee, Heather, that's a house in Sarasota. You're only putting in a Toyota, but if you're willing to put in the management, I'll give you a fourth of the house. I'll give you 20% of the house. So she gets her normal 10% management fee, plus another 15% for putting up her Toyota. And I get another house that my tenants will buy for me, and Heather gets to deal with them. So the offer right now, Abel's house, it's a 3222. ARV is 165, it rents for $1,600. Baker offered $165,000, I lost the zero. $20,000 down, and $800 per month. That's what the board looks like right now. Yes? Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car garage. What rooms can you sell in? What rooms can you sell in a house? Beds and baths. They have a living room. They may have a den. Everyone's got a kitchen. How many bathrooms? Those are the exchanges. You have to make everything fit on that little square. So we're not going to, you know, oh, it's got a lovely washroom and a mudroom and. Yes. It's typical. No garages in Tennessee? That's the only way I've ever seen a property described, especially when you're talking about a 5-sentence description. Heather thinks it's everywhere. Mr. Cleveland. You're not stuck. So in the Cincinnati exchange, the list has what he thinks the ARV is, if it's currently rented, what it's rented for, if it needs repairs, what its repair estimate is. That's all going to be on the spreadsheet. And I'm the math guy, right? I teach a calculator class, and I got some flyers up here for you so you can come play with me. And of course, I must have a really fancy spreadsheet for figuring out how to buy a rental house, right? Who believes that? Well, I know you guys too well. I use really fancy technique called second grade math. What's it rent for? $1,600. Divide by 2. That's the maximum monthly mortgage payment I want on that house. It's so easy to price rental houses. So, Clark says, man, look at that. I know that house. That's a good house. I bet he'd rather have $135 cash. Notice it's personal cash, not IRA money or CISA money or HSA money. So that gets put on the board. So now the board looks like this. This is the way the board proceeds, typically in an exchange meeting. So let's see what happens next. Ed likes the house too. So Ed offers $142,000 for Abel's house. And Fred, he has a 322 rental that rents for $1,650 per month. And he likes Baker's note. He thinks that's a pretty good note. He'd like the $20,000 down. So now the board looks like this. We got Ed, who has just offered more cash than Clark had. And Fred over here on a completely he offered this house for this house. Now, what does Abel have to choose from now? How many things? He has four offers. Because he could take this, can't he? Maybe he likes that house better. He could trade his house for his house. He gets that. He gets that. Everybody gets what they wanted. Yeah. Yeah, but that's really what he's doing. He's gonna go through here. He's gonna take this, and then he's gonna take this and take this. Yeah. Yeah. Or you can just look at it like a circle. He goes here where he wants to be. He goes here where he offered to be. He goes here where he offered to be. I mean, however it helps your brain picture the maneuver, it's a pretty simple, you know, three-party transaction there, really. Yeah, and maybe Baker here would rather have $142,000 cash for his $145,000 note. So Baker might go through here. That's the power of this tool. And it can get complicated. George wants 10 silver dollars that Heather has on the list. He gets the moderator to start a new section with Heather's silver. Next, he makes an offer of a certificate for the Wizard Complete class, which is I'm teaching December 11th and 12th. So, a new section comes over here. These don't connect, right? But that's a simple two-party trade now. Ed likes Fred's house, too. So Ed offers another $142,000 in personal cash for Fred's house. David likes silver, so he offers two of Goddess Venus courses for Heather's silver dollars. Now it looks like this. Anybody lost yet? You are. Tell me where we lost you. Okay, so David likes silver dollars. He has some courses that he's got a gift certificate for two of Venus courses, or he bought home study courses. He was not. He just jumped on the board right now. So if Baker suddenly finds himself the owner of this house, what can he do now that he owns the house? He can take this cash or he can take this cash. All right. Any other questions? This is great questions. Well, because maybe Abel's going to take Ed, or maybe Abel's going to not take this deal. Because for Baker to get here, this deal has to happen. No, this is what's happening. This is what happens every Friday. It's frenetic. I mean, you realize that this is really slow. We would be at, the board would be at this point in about 7 minutes. Yes, go ahead. If somebody buys your used Toyota instead of buying a Toyota from the factory, does the Toyota company have any right to object to that trade? I got my value, so yeah. There's a good tax lien course that better not go home with me. Yes. Nothing wrong with saying I'll do this deal if. What she just said is, what if we get as far as this exchange and then Fred goes away, or Fred says, I'm going to take 142 cash. If that happens, then, you know, then this deal can be undone. Right. Yeah. Any other questions? I saw another hand pop up. Yes. As I said, it's another 142. Yeah, he's one of those silly people that keeps that stuff around. Or he's like Pete and has friends. Yeah, did you just catch that? We've figured out that now on our sheet we put a big dollar sign under Ed's name. What's the biggest thing that gets exchanged in an exchange board? Ideas, structures, way to do business. Okay, so any other questions so far? This is going great. Okay, Sam has a 1974 Ford dump truck he hopes to trade today. He makes an offer to Clark on his $135,000 in personal cash. Should Clark be upset? Insulted? Does he really think he's going to trade the house for the truck or the cash for the truck? No. It's an advertising bid. That's all it is. So Jim needs a truck for his clean-out crew, so he offers 10 silver dollars and a surfboard for Sam's truck. That's a package deal. There it is right there. Questions? It's starting to look more normal. Excellent. You just paid for the seminar. Oh, yeah. you, would you take the 74 truck for any price? Of course. I tell you what, I like your truck, Ed, Sam, I like your truck, but to me that truck's only worth $2,000. You just don't say yes. No, you don't have to. You go, Heather. Right. Or more importantly, you look at your list for Sam, and you say, Sam, weren't you trying to trade off a little two-bedroom, one-bath house the other day? How about you include that two-bedroom, two-bath house that you have over there on whatever street with your Ford truck, and I'll give you your 135. The wilder, crazier offer you make, the better. Okay, Jim does computer repair. He wants those two Vena courses, so he offers his services for the two Vena courses. He also wants an old truck, so he offers his services for the pickup truck. And he has some IRA funds, and he wants to get growth, not cash flow, so he offers $20,000 in IRA cash for an option to buy 50% equity in any home that Baker gets on the board today. So, there's Jim. God, that's a horrible color. Looks good on the computer screen. There's Jim's offer to Sam, and he's also offering to Vena. Now, obviously, Jim's in the computer repair business, so he can offer lots of computer repair business. So, having a box from him with two arrows is completely reasonable, right? Okay, what was the other thing we just did? Oh, I wanted a piece of this deal. So I offered to put up the cash. Because, you know, maybe Baker's a little short. Or maybe Baker says, gee, that'd be pretty good. Jimmy's offered computer repair to value for the Venus courses and for Sam's truck. Whatever the value is, that's between Jim and Sam and Jim and David. Yes. I would tell you something that Pete doesn't always share when he tells that story, and that is that the attorney next door would tell you that that's a magic wrap, and that's a very dangerous thing to do in an IRA now. You should have at least 5%, preferably $5,000 plus on a wrap in your IRA or 401k. Magic wraps are what get IRAs blown up. Because they say that there was no legitimate reason for that loan. Or, yeah, if it's a $25,000 house, you don't want to put up $5,000 on your wrap. Or let's say it's a $10,000 loan, you don't want to put up $5,000 on the wrap. you need to have a significant amount of skin in the game. She was asking how much skin, and you really got to ask higher those kind of questions. But Dykes and Dorsey's rule of thumb is 5,000 or 5% minimum. Oh, wraps are fun. Pete and I are going to work one out sometime this weekend or next, because I'm going to put 25,000 of my IRA to work on a wrap. No magic wrap for me. Oh, someone in the room gives a startling endorsement of the Wizard Complete course, and suddenly I'm flooded with offers. There we go. So Matt offered a note, $100 per month for 11 months. Bill, use of a Mercedes for a year. Rex, 12 silver dollars. Jim, 10 silver dollars. Probably Jim offered first and Rex offered second. Oh, there may be, but I generally don't claim to have any knowledge of anything other than scrap value with silver dollars. So, what's that? No, I really don't. Although, you know, if somebody tells me they're good, I'll look into it. But most of what I get is just scrap. Someone calls the wizard to borrow some classes. Can you imagine that happening? Gee, there's a bunch of stuff on the board, and you're not here. Can I borrow some classes? So, I offer the classes. So, he borrows more classes and offers for everything but the Mercedes. Yeah, so here's, I made an offer for the 10 silver coins, the 12 silver coins, the Mercedes, and Matt's note, and Luke, he offered 12 silver dollars for the use of the Mercedes for a year. So when we break it down into baby steps, can you see how this progresses? At some point, they see we're running out of paper. At least we used to say we're running out of paper. Now it's called there. It's getting too darn small to see. Vina wants a surfboard, so she offers Matt Banjo for just the surfboard. Rick needs some cash, so he offers an option to buy 50% of the growth on a house he owns. So there's Vina giving away Matt's Banjo for the surfboard. And here's Rick. He's offered an option for 50% of the growth on 1298 Orange Street. Because he knows Andy has this thing about options. He likes growth investing. Questions? Suddenly people look bewildered. Yes? Really? Oh, that's for a break? Am I supposed to take a break? It can't be 4:15. God, don't give me a heart attack. I'm these captains, I tell you. Okay, so Bill offered a use of a Mercedes. Bill's a car dealer. Bill has a Mercedes that's a demo. The factory gives him, you know, whatever, five or six a year that he can, supposed to put a salesman on, somebody that's going to drive around and show off this Mercedes with a sticker on the back. That's a pretty regular thing in car dealing. So he's offered a year in a Mercedes for my Wizard Complete. Oh, because he thinks George has. So George is the one that offered the Wizard Complete. So he thinks George is somebody who's going to impress his friends with a nice Mercedes. Sir? Oh, I'm sorry. notice it is right there. Oh, sorry. There's another color I should have chosen differently. She's offered just for the surfboard alone. Matt's banjo. Yes. Yes, because he's potentially can get two of them here. He's offered an option for 50% of the growth in the house on Horn Street, which apparently, oh no, he has it. I'm sorry. He wants cash, and he's offered for $20,000. He's going to give 50% of the growth in Orange Street. So this is Rick owns a house. Rick's house is at 1298 Orange Street. He needs 20 grand. So he's offered an auction for 50% of the growth in his rental house. Sir. That could be negotiated. But typically when somebody bids growth, that's going to be the increase in value between its current value and its value when they sell. Or negotiate the option away. Rarely would an option, no, because it's an option. Right, yeah, and you can just say no. Pete tells a wonderful story about bailing this lady out, and he did a really swell thing for her in 2005. Structured the option so it would last 10 years so she could get her kids out of school. And he was looking like a genius in 2007. But when the time came for his option to expire in 2010, the house is worth less than his strike point price. So he loses. Occasionally you lose on an option. Goes away and she's got a taxable event if she remembers to pay the taxes. Any other questions? Oh, good. Yes. Hasn't bought their first investment property yet. Do you realize that there is not a course you can buy anywhere in real estate investing business that will teach you as much as you're going to learn when you buy your first house? And if there was anything you could do to get the most best training in real estate investing, it's buy your first house. Don't knock doors till you buy one. Make 40 offers a week until somebody says yes. Realize that the smartest man in the United States right now, as far as real estate, took 200 offers to get his first yes. Oh, sure. Yeah, regularly. Okay, time for final negotiations. Oh, yeah, Kara. Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Who here has had a real estate agent tell you they refuse to present that offer because it's an insult? You know, oh yeah, do you know who really insults the seller? Is the person who doesn't make an offer because there's no way you'd ever flog that ugly old house on market. Isn't that a lot worse insult than, gee, I want to offer you less than you want? Think about it. Sure, in every state in the country. Yes, it's against, it is a violation of, you're right. They all do it, though, I guarantee it. Okay, so let's wind this thing up. So, let's see, let me back up and read what I wrote. There we go. So, Abel accepts that offer, but asks back a note payable $100 per month. Andy's IRA offers Ed the $100 per month, $20,000 note for 25% of the house. And Ed accepts, but he only wants to give Andy 19%. So where did I put that up here? There it is. And I know it's too darn small to read. Yeah, I can read it on the computer. So Ed starts out by saying that he is going to... I'm going to get up here so I can read it now. Ed says yes to Abel. But he wants a $20,000 note on top of the $142,000, so he gets $165,000. And he just wants $100 a month until paid. Andy says, I kind of like that note. And if you end up with the note, I'll take it. And I drew the arrow to the wrong place. Imagine that. So I take my IRA, and I give the $20,000. I give Abel $20,000 for the note. So now he's got $162 cash for his $165,000 house. Is that a good transaction? Is my IRA happy with the note? Is it now it owns 19% of this house? That's a pretty good deal for $20,000. And it's growth, it's inflation hedge. Okay, let's wind out another one. Oh, yes. That's a rental house I would probably be negotiating for income and growth. For funding, you know, putting up $20,000. So, here's what happens next. Abel, Ed, and Andy are the three parties up here, right? Abel, Ed, and Andy. We schedule a meeting. So, and Ed does his due diligence on the house, right? Sam likes silver dollars but doesn't want the surfboard, so he accepts, subject to Jim and Vina doing their deal first. So, let's look at that one. So Jim can do this deal. Yes, that he forces. So Jim and Sam can do the deal. Jim has to do the deal with Vina first. Because he doesn't want a surfboard, he wants a banjo. Sam gets 10 silver dollars and a banjo for his truck. Vina gets the surfboard, and Jim gets the silver. Or Sam gets the silver. Questions? There. Jim gets the truck. So Jim gets the truck. Sam gets the silver. Next. Baker likes both Andy's and Fred's offer. Baker begins his due diligence. Baker, Andy, and Fred schedule a meeting. Andy has more IRA dollars, that's unlikely, and accepts Rick's offer. So, this is a done deal. This is a done deal, and I did his deal as well. Because I'd like to have the growth in this house, half the growth for $20,000 in my IRA, that looks really good, doesn't it? And $20,000 for half the growth in this one. So now my IRA has 20% of two rental houses. No, and it's funny because Peter's got one that he did a deal and agreed that the, he did a subject to. And what they did is they took the equity and they gave him a serious amount of price for the equity. But it wasn't due until he sold the house. And finally his heirs started poking him and saying, Peter, are you ever going to sell my house? So, yeah, if you just, you know, you got to structure things well. And I guess I did that wrong. I ended up with 50% of this and 50% of this. I've got to look where the red arrows are. Some meetings we turn arrows red. Some meetings we draw secondary arrows. Yes. Good. Okay, so Fred and Baker did this deal. So now Fred has the note and the 20 grand, and Baker has Fred's house. But he'd kind of like to not have his 20,000 tied up in the house, and he's willing to give up half of it. And he knows that having my IRA own half of his house, that I'm going to stay completely out of it. Just make sure that I'm probably going to tell him I want quarterly payments because my IRA custodian charges because I get too many checks. I'd rather have a third of the checks. So it's amazing how many notes I have that are written with monthly checks. And once I figure that they're good and they're paying, I call them and say, can we change this and only pay me every other month instead? So, yeah. It's better than having cash in there, that's for sure. Any other questions? Yes, sir. An option. And we'll record an option, and if it's in California, it'd be a deed of trust recorded with the option right behind it, because I'm too stupid to keep track of paperwork. And if it was in a mortgage state, it'd be a mortgage, and I'd record the mortgage and the option, so they'd be the same document number. That's the way. That's my policy. Some people record one right behind the other. Just depends on what your model is. And if you mind having people know that you're off, you want everybody to know it's there. You don't necessarily want everybody to know what your option says. Anything else? Yes. So if I record an option, record a deed of trust on a house, put it in the public record, and then the next thing recorded is the option. Those aren't necessarily going to stay together. Or it could be I wait 24 hours and put the option in, so there's several numbers out away from each other. They still might not connect, and I wouldn't lose it that way. But my habit is to record it all as one document. Yes. Options are generally one-page documents. They're really simple when you think about it. Business. Yeah. You're a lot less likely to be ignored. That's the scariest thing about an option, is it might get ignored. Yep, I'm easy to find. Right. I want the title company to come talk to me before that house changes hands. Yeah. But then I might have to get in front of the man in a black dress, and that usually requires handcuffs. Yes, sir. Peter will relate this lovely story of driving down near Orlando to check out this nice acreage he had and found out someone had built a hotel on it and not bothered telling him. Because he had recorded a memorandum of option. It got ignored. And then he's got the same problem. He has the same problem I do with men that put on a black dress to go to work every day. They're a little weird. If you want to go deal with the man in a black dress. Yeah, I think it's a clear enough joke, Mr. Cleveland. Most people get it. That's okay. I'm hard to annoy, but I'll tell you when I don't deserve it. Hey, guess what? It's time to get your junk out. Heather's going to trade computers with us up here, and she's going to be our lovely Vanna White typist. And see this table right here? It needs to be empty, except for the luggage I have to take with me. Okay. Come look, come shop. You know what? You can set it right on top. Yeah, but I left my mouse in my room. That's what screws us up. Yeah, but I can't use it. Oh, set it up here. Yeah. Okay. It's all yours. Put Adrian's clicker together. Yeah. I'm not leaving till tomorrow. Trade easy. Okay. Yeah. I trust people. Where's the young lady that needs the tax lien course that I talked to? I told her to bring me something good. Good. Did you bring me something good? You got what? Leads. Leads? What do you mean leads? Oh, leaves. House leads? Oh, okay. Somebody might want them. Where are they? No, where are the houses? Oh. Nisco? Yeah. I was in a habit for a while of asking people, presenters, what their favorite real estate book was, and I asked at a master's, and Pete picked that. It just floored me, because I've had cases of those. I have the last two cases for that now. Great, great book. So, so powerful. Such a good, simple book. How to finance any real estate, any place, anytime. Yeah. It's a great book. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Yeah. Oh. Excuse me. Let me get in here. No, hang on. Everybody gets some of those. Yeah. Child of Heather. Zivin, are you here? There you go. Distribute, please. If you are not a subscriber to the weekly What If, be sure you get a pink sheet. not to stop the shopping. No, that's the class. This is for the newsletter, the free weekly newsletter. Oh, wait a minute. Don't put your stuff up here until you, because I'll trade it and you won't get it. Bid it. That's what you want to do. We're going to start going here in a sec. Okay, gang. Let's get back to work. What's that? Well, they got to trade me something. I trust people. They're going to find something good to give me. But they have to know what's here. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I saw you. What's that? You can, just like in the Friday, you can make an offer. That whole box is a kit. That's a tax lien certificate kit. Offer on something. Okay. All right. Let's start. Who saw something up there that they would like to take home? And has something less heavy? Yes. I love silver's great, so she wants the MISCO book that I have. So start with my MISCO book. And what would you like to offer? MISKO. James MISCO. And that's mine. You should start with my name. Hang on, she has the floor, but she hasn't bid yet. What do you have you would like less to have? It's unlikely to be a successful trade. I don't know. She's offering fudge for the MISCO book. And your name is? Tendai, T-E-N-D-A-I. And she's offered fudge. It looks like very nice fudge. Someone should give her a silver dollar for her fudge. Yes, now. Oh, Heather, you caught up? You're caught up. Ooh. You need a little something back, I presume. You should put a back on that. You could also try to offer more, because you might have something I like better than fudge. Okay, so get her attention. Yes, that's okay. So Clay is offering on the MISCO book, and he wants the higher book back. And Clay, what are you offering? Okay, make sure Heather's keeping up with you, because somebody's interrupting her. And the MISCO book. I have it. Yeah. No. Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. Okay. Bookkeeping book, she's drug it away from the table because she thinks she's taking it too. The whole the whole box in the U-Haul box, the Home Depot box is a system. It's one thing. It's all tax lien system. I don't know. Let's trade it to it as a complete thing. I bet you'll find it's... Let's see. I bet it's different ones. So this is 5, 6... Yes. Back when VHS tapes were the thing. No. I'm sure we could find one somewhere. It's a great kit. I hope somebody enjoys it very well. It'll be a good skill. I've made a lot of money on them. Yes. On both. One night in an Airbnb. Okay. Okay. We got, she's snuck up here. She's eagerly wanting to get her done. Okay, so let's, here's the thing, gang. We got to have one meeting. And if you want to do a side trade, that's cool. Grab somebody and drag them outside. But we got to make sure Heather can keep up, so we have to take turns. No, hang on. She doesn't. You took her offer away. She's working on it. Okay. So, boy. For the bookkeeping book. Uh huh. Offer that on the book. I got it. I'm just trying to think if I would ever be able to fulfill that. But it's a good offer. If somebody else wants to work on a wrap with you, maybe they will jump in right now. Like Heather might like that. How about this youngster in the front row who actually brought stuff up here? Remember, people, small is important. Yes. Those things that make those public bathrooms smell so nice. And? he's bidding it on the MISCO book. Just give him an arrow. You're done. There you go. All right. I'll work in a circle. Yes. All the notes you've taken, are you good at taking notes? Let me see your notebook. Well, I just want to see what you... Oh, you're one of those electronic people. No. Yeah, you could do... That's something you could trade a lot of. It's also substantially smaller. So what did you take? Fast track the world. Look at you. Good chart. You do take good naps. Or notes. Good notes. Hey, this guy takes good notes. He's offering us a seriously good bid. Yeah. Because I suck at notes. Good one. I was going to kind of work. I'll get back to you. It's just, there's a lot of hands out here. Yes? Oh, but did he? No, she's not caught up again. He didn't. I don't know. What's your name? through. Pocket watch. Don't even bother writing that one. Come get it. Yes, yes, that's a good deal. Now, what does everybody put on Andy's want list? Good whiskey. That is bourbon, I hope, not scotch. Oh, I like most of them. No, that is the end of those particular shirts. So, and there is one Tri-Capitalism shirt there that's a small and purple. And we're going this way, right? Okay, there you go. You're next. If you want one of my courses, you just ask. Make an offer on one. So, all right, we're swinging your way in a minute. Okay, name first. AI, and what are you offering on? One book and one t-shirt. And what are we offering? That doesn't... A premium cigar. Oh, whose cigar? What size? What size is it? Is it a Churchill? Is it one of them snack-sized things? About that long? No? About as big as my thumb? A little larger? What color is it? I tell you, it's hard to trade with someone who doesn't know what he's got. For your godfather? Is he one of these godfathers? Oh. See, if it was, it would have to be a good-sized Churchill to get a Misko book, because those are very good books. So he's offering a cigar of some kind. It would matter what color it was. Okay. Yes. Yes. Sacred wand ring. I gotta go look at this. 10 karat. Canard lace. It's pretty. That's great. That's cool. And the higher book. Yeah. That's a nice gold ring there, people. Somebody else should be looking at that. It is smaller, too. I like smaller. Where'd it go? There it is. Well, that's interesting. There's made it down to the bottom of the board. I think you need to shrink again. You got to 54. I can't get to 54. I have to do everything by quarters. Well, we're going this way. Yes. My course or the tax lien course? Oh, okay. So we have a bottle of bourbon. She's offered a bottle of bourbon for the tax lien course. Excellent. That's also smaller. I like that. That's for the tax lien course. Yes. 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 Yeah. 2001. How many miles? Does it have a spare? I mean, I've heard Jaguars require a spare. Spare Jaguar. One to drive while it's in the shop. We need a line from the bottle of bourbon to the tax lien course. And then you need to get your bid up there. Yep. I will hopefully get back around before we run out of space, but thankfully here we can shrink it. Or we can run up and stare. If I'm writing the board, I do cash and notes in green. I do stuff in pink. And I do real estate in beige. And in the Florida board, which is one I write, we do all the cash notes at the bottom, stuff on the side, because we list things right on the board, and then real estate, and then the field goes all kinds of crazy stuff. Where'd we leave off? Going this way. Heather, you done? We're going this way? Yes. They're made for a gun. Okay. Yes. On the tax lien court. Okay. What's that was on the tax lien course. Yes, and she needs an arrow. There we go. And what was the cigar? Was okay. The cigar kind of stands alone. Okay. So questions. Let's just. Okay. Well, I have to do it this way, otherwise, because there's too many people in here right now. But we'll get you up to it. So questions right now, not bids. We can put anything on the board that we can, but you want to offer it on something. But happy right now, I've got to go. There's so many of us. I'm sort of sweeping the room like this. And right now we're here. But I think I have some questions. Is that a question or a bit? Loudly, please. Yes, you can. Question? Yeah, until she still owns it, until the deal closes. She might upset somebody. But I might rather have a jet ski than a Jag that's missing its spare Jag. first. Tendai. Heather, right here. Tendai with the fudge. Right here. She's being really quiet and not holding her hand up. Wants to change the fudge for Jason Roberts marketing. Okay, back to the front. Here's her mind. A wallet or a soap dispenser? Well, let's not waste any. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's bigger. That's going the wrong way. Excuse, there's a wallet here for a soap dispenser. Got it. Okay, we're working this way. One more. Wait a minute, I need these papers. I need a marketing course, I need a transactioneering course, and I need a subject to course. I don't need a wholesale course. I'm just telling you, I have a list. I have a wish list here. My new, soon-to-be new webmaster has a... I have to fulfill his shopping list. My list? I am in the market for Vena's marketing course, Vena's transactioneering course, and Vena's subject to course. But he really wants the whole course. He's going to give me several thousand dollars worth of computer brilliance. Yes. Are you caught up, Heather? Traded really well. I should have figured out some way to get... I should have gone out and Xeroxed the damn thing. Yeah, you know what? They've raised our price at the Office Depot now. Something like 3 cents. Oh, there you go. I just take my manual in and say, here, can you copy this one? Okay, I'm sorry. We're having fun. What would you like to offer? She can get a line there, I have faith. I thought she was offering chloroform. Goodwin, you had your hand up mentally. Forgot your bid. One week in Arizona, and you're offering on. How many? Four? Where in Arizona? Glendale, Arizona. Here there's a dog track there. Not anymore. Does it have a clothing optional jacuzzi? Jeez, who needs an Airbnb with no jacuzzi? Working this way, sir. $500. Okay, then you don't need to offer it here. You gotta go talk to Dina. Sir. Gotta talk loud and tell us your name. John. Not to me. Yeah. That's December 11th and 12th. Don't type it. Done. One down, two to go. Give him your address, Mike. What's that? It's online. No. No, we just, he's going to fulfill that way, and everybody knows Andy just trusts everybody when he's trading his courses. If you really want to steal it, it will curse you. So you'll deserve that it curses you, but if you tell me that I traded you a course, that's all you have to do. Yeah. Sir. Jay. Two lifetime memberships. What is that? Is that... come with ammo? Oh. No wonder they give a lifetime membership. That's an interesting two lifetime memberships to a gun training course in Nevada, right? How close to Vegas is it? Pahrump? Or the other way? Oh, Pahrump. There's entertaining things to do in Pahrump too that aren't available in Vegas legally. What are you offering that on? John Heyer's book. Uh-oh. Dang. Somebody go open the door and see if Heyer's got some more of that old book he's not selling anymore. Look at all those lines. That's pretty good. Yeah. Kara. Okay. She just wants to add it there. Some things that you don't want to do would get sued by John Heyer. Working this way. Did you have a... Okay, hang on a sec. This young lady in front of you is closer to that swing. She's kind of putting her hand up. She's bashful. She's like those people that chat. Why not? In these meetings, you gotta talk. So, which one did we cross off the list, Mike? Okay, good. How'd I miss you? You're hiding behind Heather. Well, then don't come up here and whisper. Say it loud so everybody, you're not the only one confused. To trade a course. So how do you trade a course? Did you get there were people that were trying to that somehow ended up with extra tickets for this weekend, right? And somebody was trying to trade it. Yeah. Right. No, I know, but that's the point. Oh, unless you're talking about a course that's here. Well, there's you know, study at home course there on tax lien investing. Okay, so, I'm sorry. Back to you. She's up there. Yeah. Three nights. Somebody should go next door and ask Heyer for a bunch of... copies of his bookkeeping, of course. no, I, oh, yeah. Well, she could do that, sure. Okay, and she's bidding on Hire's bookkeeping course. And Misko's book. I thought it was up there already. So you got to make sure she keeps up. It's there. It's there. She's got it. Oh, for you wanted both of them? Oh, I thought you... Okay. All right. She'll put a both at the end of that. No, yes it is. It's a complete thing. It says four... He wants four... of my calculator, four of my classes. No, it's just, that's, she didn't write it in our normal fashion. It's, he's offered 1 week in the pool in Arizona for four admissions, four of my courses. So. Oh. Yeah. She, got her. Sir. Okay. And what would you like to offer it on? Or would you just like to come shopping? Okay, how are we for time? Okay, we're gonna wind this board up into another one. We'll put that on the next board. You get to go first. Yes, yellow. Okay, let's get that on the next board. Yes. He should come over here and trade his own darn courses. Yes. What was Happy's 4-2 with their new metal roof offered on, Happy? What were you offering it on? Or are you just putting it up? Oh, you just stuck it up there. Okay. Okay, so, yes. Okay, that's would be a challenge. That's okay. So Heather, make a line from make a line from Raheel's Furniture to Happy's 4-2, and make a line to Hire's Tech bookkeeping thing, so it's all the way straight through everybody there. And you wanted the tax lien course, which is over there somewhere too. There we go. Okay, going this way again. Yes. Okay. Okay, good. I like that. Cool. Yeah, well done. Yes. One week of VA assistance. How's your handwriting? Is it, you write pretty? Okay. How many Christmas cards can you write in a week? I want to buy your house. I'm not a real estate agent. I pay full price. If you're ready to sell, please call. If you're not ready to sell, please put this in your folder. Head center right now. It just, she just wants to add VA serve time to it. VA service, a week of VA. But she didn't say yet. It's just, well, look at that. Besides, you want to buy some bourbon? Huh? No, I don't. It went away last night. I hope somebody else drank part of it, because I think it was a new bottle when I started. All right, so you just bid, though, so we're going to keep going, although you do have something that interests me. Still working this way. Anybody over here? All right, back to the front again. Good. She wants the bookkeeping course by hire, and she's offered to put up $1,000 so she can participate in a wrap note with them. She wants to look, peek over my shoulder while I work. No, she's putting up money to make a deal work. I'm just older than you are. Okay, anybody have a burning... hang on just a sec. Anybody have a burning desire to offer something on the board, because it's getting too big and muddy? We're going to have to start another one here in a minute. Shrink out again so we can see the giant board now. Yeah. The current schedule, unscheduled, is where I'm going to be teaching in San Diego in January, if I can arrange the room. Okay, so... Yes. Okay, that's a good bid. She wants 2 weeks. And that's on D's VA service. Straight up, hold still, slow down a little, I'll get you connected. All right. Anybody else with a burning desire for something on this board? Yes, right here. Okay, so we're going to wind this board up in a sec. As I said before, I'm not sure how I will fulfill that. Any other? We've got one, two more. That's it. Can I teach you a little trick? There's an advantage to live exchanges. You can walk back there and make a direct trade. It doesn't have to go on the board. Okay. Okay. All right. So let's work this board out, Heather. That's it. So the tax lien course is going to go to D for the bottle of bourbon shipped and a week of filling out Christmas cards. Okay. So. Yeah, I got to figure out what else. Now when I'm over there, I don't pay enough attention. Tax lien course? No, I traded for it. It just came here. Somebody donated me some ears. Yeah. Right. So see, it turned red now, so we know that that deal is done. Now, if somebody really, really wants that tax lien course and made an offer, or Dee, did you see something you liked better than the tax lien course that was offered on the tax lien course? Okay, she's going to stay where she is. So you have an offer. Did you want to trade for, what did happen? Happy offered 2 weeks. Any of Venus courses for two weeks of VA service. Oh, another done deal. Good. Yay! It's a takeaway course. It's a take-home course. Right. Somebody traded me this. The course I just traded, somebody traded me a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Notice I didn't take you up on it. Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't trade bookkeeping yet. I just traded the tax lien portion. Okay. Those 10 Rough River, Kentucky lots, are those RV lots or are they building lots? For one John Heyer bookkeeping book? Did you really mean to make that bid? Oh. Well, what do you want back? Is it on my table? Dollars back. I never have those. Okay. Too much to choose from. I'm gonna take the front site's lifetime memberships. Heather, I'm gonna trade the higher book to the front line. Another one. There's not much clapping. There's too many disappointed people. Whoa, what happened? Oh. Yeah, this is, you know, the one advantage of Spud's program over this one is we can highlight things as we go. Okay, so who gets a MISCO book? Not the Spritzer, I'm afraid. So Roxanna, I the bookkeeping package is gone, so I can't do that. Is there something else on the table you'd rather have? You know, it was a MISCO book, and you wanted the bookkeeping book. Okay, done. So for two nights, yay! I like people that trade me $200 worth of Airbnb time for my book. Somebody appreciates how much money they'll make with that. Clay. Oh, you're in the wrong room. He's over there. Except he's shut up. He must have run out of things to say. He's probably coming over here to trade his books. So Todd and Goodwin and I'm happy with that trade. Everybody gets what they want. No. So we got Goodwin is offering a week and a 5-3 in Arizona for 4 calculator classes, and Todd's offering Vina's missing course. Which one? What's the expensive one? Oh, both of them. Okay, good. Excellent. Yeah, I'm glad I've done this. I didn't have to beat him out of her. Excellent. It's a good thing. She's hard to wrestle. Glendale. Happy. You've been offered furniture. That's okay. I still got to ask her if she's been accepted. Does anybody see a bid that hasn't been considered? Oh. Why? I probably will do yours depending on if it's a decent cigar. I'm kind of a picky smoker. I either smoke good or free. Oh yeah, good and free. That's funny story about cigars while Heather's catching up. I made the mistake of leaving the cigars in a booth in the convention center. I stuck them under the table. I figured they'd be okay. Get back the next morning, the cigars are gone. So I got to find cigars because that's the best way to stop people at a convention booth. And somebody sent me to the Paiute Indian store, and they had these Churchill rejects for a buck a stick. And I got three bundles of them, and they were the best cigars I've ever had for a buck a stick. Did you have a question, or are we ignoring your bid? Now you've turned your head to the side. I can't see you anymore. Yeah. Okay, so does anybody have something that's been bid on that we haven't talked about? Mark, you've been offered a couple of wine racks. Uh-huh. Look good in Airbnb. Can you... Yeah, it's... She wants to piggyback on a rap with me. So, but that's, yeah. Drew. Oh, I'm going to do Drew's deal. I'm amazed nobody else bid on it. That was a pretty good set of notes. Come get your watch. Yeah, wait. Come choose your t-shirt. Okay. Does anybody see anything? He takes good notes. He'll show you. Say, I want to see the notes. Okay, everybody, anybody that has a bid up here that hasn't been considered right now? No. We all done? Which one of yours? Oh, no, I went different ways. Yeah. So I don't own them now. Now that somebody else owns them, you should put them on your list. So, okay. So, come get your tax lien course, and I'll give you my business card so you know where to ship. Actually, big books have gone. Thank God. Yeah, look there. Okay. Jay, do you have the cards with you, or? Okay, come get your book. So, all right, so you're shipping the courses to Mike? Okay, that's done. And Goodwin, you got four more. If you want certificates, you got to bug me a lot. Anybody else? Roxanna, I need you to memo me. So, actually, I would like a certificate from you. Okay. Make me a fancy certificate, because I'm going to trade it. I'm not going to use it. Unless, of course, you're... Well, no. I might extend there if your club in Chattanooga decides to hire me and come teach a class somewhere again. So, all right. Good board. Let's start another one. Shove that off to the side. You can bring it back and look at it. And let's go back... Start with this young somebody on this side that wants to put something up on the board. Okay. Yeah, I don't lose sleep over the board. Oh. Interesting. I always just take the PDF or the JPEG. Okay, as soon as we get a nice clean sheet up there, just slide it to the side. Yeah, I'll get somewhere where there's not other stuff. Or, now you've brought up a big screen of yak somehow. Okay. No. Oh, here, let me. Oh, there you've got it now a little further. You don't have it. are good. That's what we wanted. It's clean. Who wants to start something? Right here. Two items. Paula. Sleepy oil. But what you want offered on? What are you offering on? Yes. The Moleskine book. So they'll put an Andy Moleskine book. Dark blue really sucks as a color, by the way. Did you mean did you mean the notebook, or did you mean the Misco book? The Misco book, okay. Misco. That's what you meant to say. Oh. Got it. Don't waste this. Yeah, that's fine. Well, he has it. Okay. We're going this way. Suddenly you're all quiet. Yes. Adrian, right? Asher head. It's got an A. That's pretty good for me. Membership to young, it's young exchangers? You have an exchangers group for youngst? Don't pick Thursday or Friday mornings. Allison? No, she's typing something else. It's too small to see right now. Yeah, I'll figure why there's some setting on my computer that's messed up. Okay. So Allison wants to bid on Ellison. What are we offering and what are we offering on? Working this way. Kara. Okay, working this way. Yes. Oh, sorry, now I'm getting ahead. Usually I'm barking at people for doing that. What are you offering that on? Ron Grant. He'll change coverage again. Yes, but you're helping support. There you go. You're up. Name first. Mark. A giant? A kayak. What are you offering your kayak on? It's brand new. It's sealed up and everything. You know, it's too damn cold outside. It's not the biggest, but it's the most popular size. That's good. Yeah, go pick your stuff. Did you hear Xavier from Steve? feel sorry for everybody that's with Spud next weekend because Gary's doing his board. And Gary gets really mad when they let her. He yells and screams and throws things. Okay, Steve, what are you bidding? Okay, SEO and online marketing. On Michael Temple's websites. Got it. Good bid. Working this way. Hello, we mean Dale. Let's hold it. I'm here. Just bear with me here. I've got to let everybody get a shot. We're working this direction. We left off there. Bids, anybody over here? Why have we made offers? Yes, you can't win the $50 without making the offer. That's right. It was the moleskin. Got it. Oh. Yes. Oh, look. It's on my table. Go look. I have a whole boatload of debt. I'm amazed nobody has asked for it to take my debt away. It's heavy. Right there. How many $100,000 would you like? Go pull up. $8,000 in a note. Yes. Two weeks of fitness coaching, so she's not offering it to me. What city are you in? Okay. So she's going to do virtual fitness coaching. So, okay. Oh, for Venus Wholesaling Course. Who gets to put their name on that sticker? You need the fitness coach. That's good. That's great. Tiny family. Okay, I start. Okay. Yeah. That's a little light. Huh? Well, I'm just saying, it's a little light. But that puts six silver dollars up on the board. I like that. Yeah, he's got them there. Okay, so. Right. On the Misco book. Okay. She wants to get half off. And Todd's six silver dollars are on $50,000 of my bad debt. Dale's right there. Who is Mark? Mark, raise your hand. There he is. don't, Heather, just move her sticker, because we're going to have to shrink down here in a minute. Okay, guys, we got to let Heather keep up, okay? She needs to get 50,000 in bad debt up there on a sticker for me. Okay. All right. Got it. Keep back this down to like 45 over here. That's okay. 33 works. Whoa. Oh, why didn't I take the Jaguar? What were you offering on? How'd you let me miss that? It must have been out of sight. What was it offered on? Slide back over there for a minute. You offer it on. Oh, in the tax lien court. Oh, okay. That's true. That's true. Okay, go back to the board we're on. I figured I could trade the Jaguar to the lien. I'm sorry. So, did you have it? Did we finish you? Are you fixed now? You're fixed, so what was the next thing you want to make another offer on? Oh, that's, see, if she bought yours, she'd have enough Jaguar to have something to drive. I like those. How many miles? No. And it's where? It's in Ashton, South Carolina. Asheville. So, she's on Asher's 1-year membership in Young Exchanger. I think she wants a little something back, though. Okay. All right. We're going to keep swinging this way. Swinging this way. Swinging the... Huh? No, I think she probably wants a little something back. No, it hasn't run in a while, and it doesn't have a title or keys. That's... Heather, what was the last estate vehicle you bought that wasn't just parked because he couldn't drive anymore? Yeah, see, that's... brand new? Oh, and how hot? Okay, working this way. Not Mr. Cleveland. There's a hand. There's. We'll go to you first. In the black shirt. That's how you start. You start with your name. And Ricardo, what do you have? Be created. So a TBC note for Ron's course. She didn't have to think about that one for long. Okay, and you want how? What else would you like back? Course. Thank you. Okay, how much cash do you want? You want $60,000 at 6% plus the Ron LeGrand book. Okay. What? Cleveland, Ohio. It's a small town. It's by the stoplight. He's trying to borrow $60,000 at 6%, and he thinks Heather's a good target. And this young lady over here is saying, 6% is probably pretty good, but we'll get to it. Yeah. I have a stack of very bad debt. This is tall, and I owe. Okay. So, here's bad debt. So this one on the top. This has an unpaid balance of about $95,000. It's a complete debt file. Everything you need to go try and collect from the deadbeat. And I will sell any of this debt for 4% cash and 76% I will finance. So you will have invested 80 cents on the dollar. So it will be a little less than $80,000 here. And if you fail to collect and sell it for $1,000, then you will have lost $79,000. Then you can offset your taxes, any investment income. There would be no benefit unless you succeeded in collecting. Right. Okay. I will tell you that you're going to have to be really good to collect if you can get anything on this. Yes. So this debt, let's assume it was 100, not 95, would be 4,000 cash today, and a note that says you'll pay me $76,000 plus 5% interest cumulative, due in 10 years, and I will offer you my company's standard friendly extension time, which is buy me a nice drink, and I'll give you another 10. And we can do that as many times as you'd like. Your basis will be $80,000. So, if you understand that you're of course buying it because you're sure you can collect the 100, but if you're wrong and you have to take a loss, you can lose 79. No, I have a stack of these. And they're heavy. I really don't want to take them home. I'm surprised I still have them. It's this deep, guys. There's, I don't know. I got a list. But this isn't the list that's with me. This is the list I happen to own today. What state are you interested in? Florida. You're welcome to look. You're welcome to look at the files. What's that? Capital gains, investment income. Not sweat. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Month. And you were offering that on? I would tell you it's a very generous offer, but it's hard to use that in my Roth. It's hard to use that in my Roth. Well, you could trade if you want. You could trade paper. Good paper. Anyway, it's just 4 cents on the dollar cash. Did you have a bid? No. You're going to pay me. I have faith. You're an honest person. You're either going to pay me or extend it with a nice drink every 10 years or so. Yes. Tony, you paid the $4,000. Yes. Well, to my IRA. You just hand me a check and I'll go cash it and go deposit it in the future. I got to keep working this way, Kara. We'll get back to you. This way, anybody? Oh, you had a bid. Nope. Changed your mind. Okay. All right. Back over here. Front. Working back. One meeting, please. Working back. What's that? Yeah, well, go outside and do it. Kara. Have you ever made an investment and bought something and then sold it for less money? And when you treated that on your taxes, what happened? It's a lot. Oh. Say you're one of these silly flippers that are in the room here, and you made $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 in capital gains this year. Wouldn't it be nice if you lost that amount of money on a bad investment that only cost you cash 4%? Right. Well, $3,000 a year you can take off of your earnings. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to pay me someday. I have faith in you. But I'll extend it. They're in 10-year chunks for as many drinks as you buy me. $4,000 cash. $76,000 note. And the note's the important part. Realized that note was taxable to me when I accepted, which is why it's in my Roth. Any other bids? Now that we've got everybody distracted with notes. Oh, well, you want a counter. It's sort of floating on the 50 in bad debt. And there's silver on the board. How come nobody's bidding on the silver? That's usually a hot topic. Well-trained kids. You make change with them and screw them, don't you? Yes. Don't let your heart fall out. Mr. Cleveland. Todd, $6. Hang on, you gotta go watch. What? There you go. It's Mr. Cleveland. And he wants to offer on Todd's silver dollars. What would you like to offer? Three nights in Airbnb in Minneapolis. You have to leave during the daytime. Raheel. He wants to borrow 50 grand at 5%. Heather, apparently you've got money. That's what I paid for. That's why for 4 cents I make a profit. It's in my Roth. I'm supposed to make a profit there. Kara. Offering on the you're offering on the virtual wholesaling on what? A bottle of bourbon. So a bottle of bourbon plus $7,500. Got it. Happy. What's that? So what you want to do is go talk to the guy with the membership and see what you can trade him. Okay. Yes. Ten? Yes. Start with your name. As soon as you're ready there, you hit the return button and it started making you a new one. After you cursed. No, you're in the wrong box. There you go. Double click. $7,500. Yeah, not 7.5 cash. There you go. One more. One more zero. There you go. You got it. Okay. And D wants to offer another week of VA on Ron LeGrand course. You got a hot item there all of a sudden, Heather. Go up on top with her, right beside Happy Silver Coins. Oh no, I guess you're in the right spot. Never mind. You know what you're doing. Sir! Mark. For all the Venus courses, I'll figure out a way to capitalize that. Yes, that's easy. That's done. How many times did you pay for all her courses? How many copies did you buy? Or does she owe you a bunch? Yeah. Excellent. Good. Good. I'll have to find a good 50 for you. We'll do that. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, he needs another arrow, just happy silver points is all. There you go. Somehow you turned that red. We usually use red for. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know how to holler at me if I'm getting it. There you go. Okay. Raheel. Got it. Anybody else that see something on here they'd like to bid on? Anybody who doesn't understand how exchanging works now? Have I done my job in Tatcha? Good. Thank you. Now let's work this out. Heather, your Ron's courses, we've got a bid on. One more. All this crap for Happy's 6 silver coins. Happy, you need some more silver coins. I've got too much weight left here. Somebody needs to come trade me out of some more stuff. But we can do that after. Okay. Heather. Talk to you. Mark, your kayak. You've been offered 2 nights in an Airbnb in Florida. Kayak first stay in an Airbnb in Florida. He's going to pass. Dale, sorry, he said he's going to pass. Michael. They're going to work something out. Okay. And make Laurel's offer to me for the Misco book a deal. Down. Up. That one. I'm going to do the deal on all of Dina's courses, obviously. Todd? Yeah. 50,000 for 10. So, 10, 10. Never split the difference. 10. And I'll include a note. Well, you know how to get them. D. You've been offered a 1-year membership in coaching mastermind for your bottle of bourbon plus $7,500. With what? Well, she likes notes. Because if she gets the notes, then I could turn them in. I can put the notes in my IRA. And Heather's offered 2 nights their Siesta Key. It's a little lighter than $50,000 in debt. Actually, I think the weight went the wrong direction on that one. Okay. What else is up there? Has anybody made an offer? Oh, Asher, what are you taking? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, gang. Thank you very much. Talk to your people. Do your deals.